David Lee owns Blue Moon Construction. They do specialty land clearing for property owners in St. Petersburg, Florida. He opened in 2006 and a couple years later made it through the Great Recession. In a time when 80% of his industry closed, he prided himself on never missing any of his payments. But now, in the midst of another historic unemployment and economic crisis, it feels different.
We started seeing some weakness in sales in early March. And, it's like staring into oblivion.
So Lee, along with more than a million other businesses across the country, applied for an Emergency Injury Disaster Loan, or EIDL. Historically, the program has helped natural disaster victims like those from Hurricane Harvey. When the $2 trillion CARES Act passed, it expanded the program and added an advance of up to $10,000 for businesses. And unlike the Paycheck Protection Program, which is focused on keeping employees on the books, this money could be used for rent and bills right away. The money was required by the law to be in people's bank accounts within 3 days. Lee was hopeful.
We had projected $10,000 would get us through June 15th.
But the money hasn't showed up, and the Small Business Administration changed how it would be doled out. Now each business would be allotted $1,000 per employee. So now instead of 10, he was looking at $2,000, which he says wouldn't really help.
That is going to severely impact our ability to cover our operational costs and meet our equipment loans. It's a nail in the coffin for small companies.
And that assumes these businesses get any money. A recent post on Reddit got more than 100 comments from people saying they haven't heard anything from SBA, not even a confirmation email.
No email or call, or there's no place to put in a confirmation number on the website and check status.
Kim Yonke runs a series of retail stores in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. They've been closed since March 20th in this town that's more ghost than tourist at this point. She says she tried calling the local SBA, but no one picked up.
I think you have a lot of really terrified, desperate, angry people and who can't get any help, and the businesses who can't pay their landlords, who can't pay their banks, who can't pay, I think it's a chain reaction. The domino starts right here with the small businesses.
Ted Langley's a certified public accountant in Spanish Fort, Alabama, outside Mobile. All last week, he helped neighbors and friends file for EIDL, and they still keep coming.
I bought lunch, brought it back, and I never got the bite, the first French fry, before I already had 2 phone calls from people asking me about the EIDL program.
He estimates he helped 50 area businesses file so far. None have seen any advance money, and he isn't sure they will.
It's the worst mess I've ever seen in my life.
Congress set the 3-day limit for the SBA. 4 senior Democratic lawmakers sent a letter expressing concern about the delay in the money getting to businesses. The Small Business Administration wouldn't comment for this story, but a recent tweet from the SBA Massachusetts office said, quote, "Frustration out there is understandable. Rome wasn't built in a day," end quote. The tweet committed to getting the advance money out under the new lower terms this week. It was later deleted.
Yeah, please.
Mr. President.
Despite the troubled rollout of both EIDL and the PPP, it isn't clear that everyone in the government is on the same page. Here's President Donald Trump Saturday talking about the federal response.
Yeah, they're behind. They're not behind. It's been flawless so far, far beyond our expectations.
Saying that this rollout has been flawless is just insulting.
Again, David Lee.
It's really insulting. And, we're the guys who are out there every day, and we were overlooked.
For many businesses, the delayed response has left them feeling abandoned, and any response may come too late. I'm Paul Flavin, San Antonio.